And now some of the greatest of the talent is hometown talent. And I'd like at this point to bring you Mr. Ray Burrell. Yay!
We'll be telling you more about that as we go on. Along about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I got away on a Tennessee stud. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean. The color of the sun in his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. One day I was riding in a beautiful land to run smack into an Injun band. They jumped their nags with a whoop and a yell, and I got away like a bat out of well. I circled their camp for a time or two just to show what a Tennessee horse can do. Those redskin boys couldn't get my blood, 'cause I was riding on a Tennessee stud. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean. The color of the sun in his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. And then I rode on down across no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniards bold, and I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Well, me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns, he fell with a thud, and I got away on a Tennessee stud. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun in his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. But I got just as lonesome as a man can be, thinking about my gal back in Tennessee. Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was thinking about his sweetheart too. So I rode on back across Arkansas, whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that gal with the golden hair, and she was riding on a Tennessee mare. Well, let's stirrup to stirrup and side by side, across the valleys and the mountains wide. We come to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Well, there's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love that gal with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loved the Tennessee mare. Oh, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun in his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. No, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. No, there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Thank you.
Children in their witches' hats and painting pictures with the pipes of Pan. The young boy and his sister played some tunes upon a whistle made of tin and led me through the flower garden laughing at the postman's stubby. In my dizzy stupor, I was trying hard to forfeit all I'd known. And listen to this music that could swirl me in a magic all their own. Somewhere in the distance, you and I had fought the monster to a draw. In those days of books and wine, with Ferlinghetti grasping for a straw. Out along the highways, we had journeyed far to find the mystic smile. With chasing down identities, my God, we must have run a million miles. So sing for us, you children, tinkle bells and rhyme the purple, green, and blue. And think of us as fighting fools who entered through the seasons loving. We can teach you nothing, nothing but survival in a desert bear. But you can teach us how to live and love and tie bright ribbons in our hair. Mama was a-washing her hair, and you can bet your bottom dollar she'll come looking when she finds that I'm not there. And if she finds her sweet thing a-messing around, I know there'll be the devil to pay. She come a-blowing like a cyclone right through that door, and I can hear exactly what she'll say.
Well, is anybody
give my baby all my money on payday, except a little she don't know that I got. Cause there's a cute little waitress at the corner cafe, and she seems to like me quite a lot. Well, we was back in the back booth a-having a talk, and she was believing every word that I said. When the door flew open, Pammy walked in yelling loud enough to wake the dead.
Take my advice, and if you ain't more than twice, you better have something in your.
seems a back on the East Coast a few years back. I was trying to make a buck. Things got bad and I got down on my luck. I got tired of just roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back out west, back to my old hometown. Well, I made a lot of miles them first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in about a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night out, I got stranded away out of town. It was a cold and lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing. Done caught a chill. But then the lights of a big old semi topped the hill. Lord, I was glad when I heard those air brakes come on. I climbed up into that cab where I knew it was going to be warm. Well, at the wheel sat a big man. He must have weighed 210. And he stuck out his hand and he said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said the name of this here rig is Phantom 309. I asked him why he called his rig such a name, and he said, "Why, son, this old truck has put them all to shame, 'cause there ain't a driver or a rig on this or any other line that's seen nothing but the taillights of old Phantom 309. Well, we rode and we talked for the better part of the night. And then a great big truck stop came into sight, and he turned to me and he said, "Well, I'm sorry, son, this here is as far as you go, because I got to make a turn here just up the road." He tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Here, get yourself a hot cup of coffee on Big Joe." Well, when Joe and his rig pulled off into the night in nothing flat, they were clean out of sight. I walked inside and sat down and ordered me up a cup and told the waiter that Big Joe was setting me up.
Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got so deathly quiet. The waiter's face turned kind of white. What's the matter? Did I say something wrong? I said with a kind of a halfway grin. He said, no, this'll happen every now and then. You see, every driver in here knows Big Joe, but son, let me tell you what happened just 10 years ago. At that crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a whole busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Joe topped the hill. They could have been slaughtered, but Joe turned his wheels. Well, he lost control, jackknifed into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And that cold and lonely crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. And then some hiker will be coming by, and like you, Joe will stop and give him a ride. Here, you must be cold. Have another cup of coffee. Forget about that dime. Keep it as a souvenir of Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Because I've got me a full
you never would. And I know that your insides are shaking, and my poor heart is breaking, and you got to set me free. Well, I did it for you.
The bird pleased me, and I fed my bird under yonder tree, and the bird went. I'm almost scared to do this to all the dogs around here, but I'll try anyway. I had a cat, and the cat pleased me, fed my cat under yonder tree, and the cat went, and the bird went. I had a dog, the dog pleased me, and I fed my dog under yonder tree, and the dog went, and the cat went, and the bird went. I had a duck, and the duck pleased me, and I fed my duck under yonder tree, and the duck went quack, quack, and the dog went roo, roo, and the cat went meow, and the bird went shh, shh. I had a goose, and the goose pleased me, and I fed my goose under yonder tree, and the goose went tick, tick, and the duck went quack, quack, and the dog went roo, roo, and the cat went meow, bird went shh, shh. I had a crow, and the crow pleased me, and I fed my crow under yonder tree, and the crow went, and the goose went, and the duck went, and the dog went, and the cat went, and the bird went. Hallelujah, when I lay my burden down, and glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Walk in the streets of glory when I lay my burden down. I'm gonna walk streets of glory when I lay my burden down.
You know, you can make your own accompaniment. And then put a tune to it. Whistle from the British Isles. Now the first storekeeper down in Cumberland Gap, first storekeeper in Cumberland Gap, the first storekeeper in Cumberland Gap was Dr. Walker, an English chap. Daniel Boone on Pinnacle Rock, Daniel Boone on the Pinnacle Rock, Daniel Boone on Pinnacle Rock, he shot at the bears with an old flintlock. Me and my wife, my old grandpap, me and my wife, my old grandpap, me and my wife, my old grandpap, we all raise hell in Cumberland Gap.
Just can't keep from crying sometimes. Lord, I just can't keep from crying. Well, I just can't keep from crying. When my heart gets full of sorrow, eyes get full of hatred. I want morning in bright glory will satisfy my mind. Sitting around God's kingdom, eating honey and drinking wine. Round the thrones of God with Peter, James, and the butcher. Well, I just can't keep on crying. When my heart gets full of sorrow, eyes get full of butcher. If you want to stop the train, just call on Jesus' name, butcher. Ah, just can't keep crying. Well, I just can't keep on crying. Well, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, oh Lord, in a town building, well, South was the first man to lie in the tag. Caught that lie, he got a phone in his back. He really didn't kill a man for 54. Sounds that the name, my church, 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 had my way, Lord, in law, had my way, I tell you. Well, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, oh Lord, in law, tired of me. Well, some new feast came to be. See to be, I guess that riddle 70s. No one else riddle, never found out. Tell it begin to wonder about. Tell his wife, said I'm on the deep. Tell me why she's in life. Church, church, church. I had my, oh Lordy Lord, I had my way. I tell him, well, some people can be. Put food riddle, turn the tea. So many thousand, see to be. Out, tell him begin to wonder about. Tell his wife, set him on his knee. Tell me why he's been like, if you will. Church, church, my hand, my whole all along. And my way, I'm telling him. Well, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, oh Lord, and I'm tired of him. Well, sounds like mother by him. She ain't get the woman looking kind of tin. Sounds like mother of mine, him go marry Philistine. Sound to the mother, go and see. Can't get the beautiful woman free. Well, church, church, I had my, oh Lord, and Lord, I had my. mama's car. Bounce out while walking along. Look on the ground, son, who's your phone? Rude as I'm rude, pop black twin. Got two slaves in town with you, Will. Thank you, thank you.
He's back.
Honest Brian Steger right here on the banjo and fiddle.
This is the old Jimmy Sutton. Can't play that, can't play nothing. Can y'all hear this banjo? Can you hear it? I took my gun and I went out hunting. Bang went the gun and down fell a mutton. Bah! Well, a sheep and a billy goat went to pasture. And the sheep says, "Goat, can't you go a little faster?" Bah! Sorry sheep, but I have a sore toe. Well, I'm sorry goat, I did not know. Bah! Well, I like Sal and Sal likes chicken. I keep Sal all the time licking. Bah! I can't stand sheep and I can't stand mutton. I don't give a damn for the old Jimmy Sutton.
Let me be your sort of dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your sort of dog. Let me be your soul of dog, or I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your soul of dog. Two old maids sitting in the sand, each one wishing the other was a man. Honey, let me be your soul of dog. Two old maids laying in bed, one turned old, the other and said, honey, let me be your soul to dog. Let me be your soul to dog, or I will be your man at all. Shot fell over in Mexico. Let me be your soul of dog. Let me be your soul of dog. Or I won't be your man at all. But let me be your soul of dog. Our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right, being free. We don't make a party out of loving. We like holding hands and sniffing glue. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Diego do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, place where even squares can get a ball. We still wave old glory down at the cat house. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Down at the courthouse, right
lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Kit.
If you don't love her, you better let her go. You'll never fool her, you're bound to let it show. Love's so hard to take when you have to fake everything in return. You just preserve her if you serve her a little tenderness.
If she's a woman, she'll try to make it last. If you're a man, you better end it fast. There's no reason here, no treason here, just the ways of a woman's mind. And she has no blame, she has no shame, she just loves you.
Just anyone. But if this takes more than you bargained for, then boy, it's time you learn not to walk so proud, to talk so loud when you're coming home.
If you don't love her, you better let her go. You'll never fool her, you're bound to let it show. Love's so hard to take when you have to fake everything in return.
You just preserve her if you serve her a little tenderness.
Mains, this is a Shep Cook extravaganza, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is going to be very interesting because I cannot feel my fingers right now.
Bitch, bitch, bitch. That's all I ever hear, man. All right, here we go. Where is it?
That's pretty good.
I never thought I'd see the day when I wouldn't want to play with anybody else but you. Time would ever come when all I'd want to do was spend some time with you. That's the way it is right now, and though I wouldn't want to guarantee what tomorrow's sun will shine upon, judging from the way I feel and from the way you seem to feel, I think tomorrow might be like today. Always said that I would never get involved because it always hurt so bad when it was over. This time, babe, I'm throwing all my cautions to the wind because I don't care. I'll take the risk. I think it's worth it. I don't know why I'm telling you, but if you feel the same way too, then maybe we have a waste of time already. Way again, I must be crazy, but I think I love you, and that's all that matters. Well, ain't
it?
folks.
This one first came out in 1956, I think.
Actually, I think Willie Charles. I don't know how to tell you about the song. You start talking about the song, everybody is spread out at the same time. And it's really hard to like get any sense of intimacy.
This is really bad.
This tune now. I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight,
fever
really in the morning and fever all through the night.
Daytime.